welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have Pamela talking about lumen photon therapy and Dr. Nogier. And you're very familiar with this, I'm sure, Pamela. Did some interesting research on the carrier frequency of different organ and tissue we call ontogeny, or the source of organs. The ectoderm, which is your skin and brain, which are one system. The endoderm, the mesoderm, etc. And each of these has a carrier frequency that's reflected in the frequencies of the Nogier, N-O-G-I-E-R, frequencies of the lumen machine. The NICO setting is a combination of frequencies that particularly is good for NICA, or cavitations and periodontal disease, also for regenerating bones and connective tissues. And so in the higher frequencies are anti-inflammatory, frequency 7 and frequency 6. So what's amazing to me is that this device, I guess, is useful for not only humans but for animals, whether it's horses, birds, cats and dogs. In fact, I'm sure you've discovered that if you leave your device on while you head to the restroom, you often find it occupied by one of your pets.
Yes, absolutely. And we had a really interesting experience one time. I had a cat, one of our cats, had a stroke, and one whole side of her body was paralyzed. And I wasn't home, and my children called, and I told them to put the lights on her immediately, which they did on the NICO setting, actually. And we kept the lights on her almost constantly, and within, by the third day, she had no sign of any kind of neurological issue at all. She was perfectly recovered.
Right. Now, let me explain what I've been doing. I got approval for preparing a lecture for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And my background, I was supposed to go to MIT in plasma nuclear physics in grade 11. I taught myself quantum mechanics. So I did not go into nuclear physics. I didn't want to develop advanced plasma weapons for destruction of the human race. So I went into oceanography. I wanted to go into a humanitarian thing. And I did my PhD research project in marine bacteriology on the marine genetics of Vibrio marinus converting Chondrus crispus by creating a radioisotope substrate, which is the first that anybody had synthesized a radioisotope-tagged polymer of Chondrus crispus polysaccharides, and extracted and wrote the software to analyze it. Also worked in scintillation counter, and I did all this project in 5 months, so I was ready to write my PhD. My grandfather was suffering serious complications of diabetes. He'd been a candy maker and a jeweler. Mm. He was very wealthy. He had a suite beside Frank Sinatra in the Copacabana before the revolution for 4 or 5 months every winter. So, you know, he moved in big circles, you know, going to Colombia for emeralds and going to South Africa for diamonds and so on. He was a jeweler.
Yes.
So the real issue is that he wanted me to go into medicine to find the cause of diabetes. Now, I'm a scientist, and I have skill sets. And when I started doing research in rheumatology, I was working under the head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association, Dr. John Woodbury. I actually analyzed 26,000 cases that were in their database and worked in the Sanovi Analysis Immunology Lab in medical school in the 70s. And what I discovered was that stress and other factors, neurological factors, seem to be the prescient controlling factor for disease. For example, this is around 20 years ago, I managed to track down, because I was doing research on how the permissive effect of biological circuits could cause disease. So, for example, you have an antibody and immune cells attack your joint in rheumatoid arthritis or scleroderma and may not attack the other joint even though the blood flows through the same joint, same tissues. What I discovered is you could actually take a Keithley Enterprises microcircuit testing device in picovolts and microamps and actually pick up the circuits and the spectral pattern around the joint that's affected, and there were no frequencies or circuits present around the joints that weren't affected. So I developed in the early 80s with the help of a PhD electrical engineer and a black box, and I had equipment that I brought in from Europe with a friend of mine. I was part owner of the Calgary Flames, so I was one of the doctors that took care of many of the Calgary Flame hockey team. And I built the first morphogenic field machine probably in history, long before anybody else. It's patented. It's they call the Dynatens. And what I did is in 1982, I presented a theory called phonon maser cytogenetics, that every biological molecule vibrates. And it's interesting because I'm being a chemist and a PhD-level chemist, is that we're doing the levels of biological molecules to do what's called infrared spectroscopy. And it'll tell you the bonding pattern. Actually, you can, if one of the things we're doing are advanced chemistry testing and so on and certification. You had to look at the pattern of the IR spectra and actually build on paper the structure of the molecule that it described, whether it's an imidazole ring or double pi bonding or whatever it happens to be. And what Dr. Nogier has done is he's actually realized that tissues have a specific, like a frequency-modulated radio station. We had your television station, that those frequency modulations actually code for specific organs, like skin and nervous system code for a specific frequency, which is relatively lower frequencies, frequency 3. Frequency 4 is for endoderm, which means internal organs like liver, kidneys, etc. Frequency 5 is primarily for glandular tissues like thyroid, adrenals, etc. And 6 and 7 are primarily anti-inflammatory. And so what he discovered is that the way that things work, and I'm going to explain this, if you take an animal and put it in a Mu metal box, you can block the Schumann resonance of the Earth, which has primarily a range of frequencies around 8 to 10 hertz. And those frequencies pump the electrons to the outer orbitals. It's called the Lin effect. And they actually pump the electrons to go through the centromere and the chromatids of your chromosomes, so through your telomeres. Your telomeres are like biophoton antennas. And if they're healthy and long, they generate a biophoton signature that actually communicates to the ion channels to transport minerals and biological molecules. So in other words, the DNA in the biophotons does that. So when you put someone in an infrared light device, the lumen photon, you're pumping the electrons to increase the alkalinity of the tissue, the electron density, and the biophoton signal to strain-to-noise ratio. So now you're increasing biophoton activation of ion channels to bring in minerals and nutrients and regenerate the cells and turn on genes that make structural proteins and enzymes. So it all comes back to the fact is you're using infrared light at specific frequencies to pump the DNA and the chromatids through the telomeres to actually open up ion channels. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Now my theory is based on these effects of things called exosomes and microRNAs that are the primary regulators of epigenetics. And they're affected by these biophoton signals that are sent through the telomeres to the exosomes and the microRNAs to the ion channels. So biophotons are the primary regulator of DNA. Now, Bruce Lipton published October 13th last year, October, the 10th anniversary of Biology of Belief. Now, a lot of people think he's kind of like a wacky guy. But actually, he's a very solid biologist that deals with biophotonic signaling. Now, the research started with Dr. Nesterov and his teams in Russia about 60 years ago. And then by the late 80s and early 90s, they confirmed their theory down to what's called nonlinear systems. Now, parallel to that, the Chinese, including one of the latest, who was at MIT for a while, was Dr. Zhu, TSU, worked on what's called a quantitative resonant magnetic machine. So when we give someone a QRMA, they can do a test in a minute and send me the results, and I can tell if their vitamin mineral levels are normal, organ functions normal, and so on. When you use a Lumen machine, whether it's on a little budgie bird or a kitty cat, and you get the right frequencies, what it does is it pumps and increases the signal-to-noise ratio to tell the cells, get the stem cells going, detoxify the tissues, turn on the genes to transport proteins and ions, and activate structural proteins and enzymes.
Yes.
So that's what it does. Now, what Dr. Nogier discovered, because he's also not only a medical intuitive but a scientist, he discovered you can actually measure these biophoton signatures of harmonic resonance. Now, every tissue of every living thing, whether it's a plant, animal, or even in exobiology on a distant planet across the galaxy or universe, has what's called a biophotonic signature. And it goes through water, because water is what's called a phonon-Maser superconductor. In other words, it conducts information through the hydrogen bonding of water molecules. That hydrogen bonding can maintain in a homeopathic the signature in all of the tissues of your body. Your cell membranes are what's called stochastic, this is a fancy term for it, stochastic, nonlinear, fuzzy logic supercomputer. So every cell membrane in your body is, in a sense, a fuzzy logic parallel processing supercomputer.
I love
it. Now, what that means is that each of your cells has more computing power than all the computers in history. Isn't that interesting? And they're all linked, and they actually store that information in microtubules in the cell. The microtubules in the neurological cells help to generate what's called an action potential so you can create neural networks. So if you use a lumen photon on someone who's had a stroke like this kitty cat, what you're doing is you're telling the brain cells, hey, wake up, make an action potential, start creating neural networks again, start improving, turning off the peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical and start regenerating. Pretty interesting, hey? Does that make sense? I don't think I can hear Pamela anymore. Perhaps we've lost her connection. Maybe we need to reconnect. So what I think is kind of amazing, there we go, what I think is kind of amazing is that when we're looking at Lumen Photon, this is a nice little device. I mean, if you've got osteopenic weakness of if you've got osteopenic weakness, for example, of the L4 vertebrae on a DEXA bone scan, and you have deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene collagen subunits in your urine test at Genova Labs indicating you're ripping bone apart, because these are passed through your urine in the loop of Henle, unaltered, and if it's present, it means you're ripping bone apart somewhere. The DEXA scan will tell you where it is, and it's a typical, regular test that your doctor or specialist or geriatrician can do, or radiologist. You can actually show, as you're taking the right supplements, like our bone generator, micelle D3, myco D2, full vitamin K2, collagen max, you can actually show the deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene subunits disappear, and in 6 months when you repeat the DEXA scan, you can see when you're applying the Lumen over the weak areas, let's say your hip, let's say you're trying to regenerate a hip joint and it's starting to go dry. Start taking our supplements, put the Lumen Photon over the spots that are involved, and guess what? The joint will start to regenerate a hydroviscous layer, the cartilage will come back, and in many cases, you'll notice that the arthritis or the problem disappears because you've actually regenerated the tissue. You're not just turning off inflammation, you're actually regenerating organ and tissue function. That's what's really cool about that. So, Lumen Photon devices are inexpensive. You can have smaller ones you can put over your eyes, you can put the larger devices over the entire spine, you can have ones or boots. I talked to a colleague friend of mine who had a very bad hiking accident, and he got a triple fracture of his ankle. I guess he must have had a bad fall. And I told him he was 62. I said, like, almost certainly you've got osteopenia. Now, I don't know if the doctors have yet done a DEXA bone scan, but they should have. And if you do a urine test for deoxypyridinium and pyridinylene, and I give you my supplements and Lumen machine, in 3 weeks, you will no longer be spilling these subunits of collagen from ripping your bone apart, and you'll start to reestablish not only the matrix, which is 42% of the dry weight of your bone on which to crystallize bone, but you're also going to reestablish the ability to regenerate that bone to the point where it has proper tensile strength and bone density, so you're not going to end up refracturing it or, you know, because it takes a long time. You know, the average person after surgery takes 18 months for, you know, a fascial laceration when you do surgery or a torn ligament like an ACL, PCL ligament in your knee to achieve 50% tensile strength. You achieve it a lot faster and a lot farther if using a Lumen machine. And I can use that also for something like NECA, which is cavitations around your teeth. You can use it around the eyes. For example, I often recommend frequency 7 for intraocular pressure elevations and frequency 3 for regenerating the eye function, because in glaucoma, retinitis pigmentosa, and other forms of eye disease, there's a combination of two things: microcirculatory problems, right? The intraocular pressures are just secondary to the circulatory problems of the ciliary process in the anterior eye. And in the back of the eye, it's causing retinitis changes to the rods and cones because the microcirculation is not healthy. So you put it on frequency number 3 to regenerate and frequency 7 to reduce inflammation. Same way if you've got a skin disorder like psoriasis or you've got, let's say, a chronic sinus. Sinus cavities, again, are going to be like the endoderm, the tissues in the body, frequency number 4. So you put a frequency number 4 over your sinus cavities and you irrigate with a SinuPulse Elite with Nutriodine and SinuWare powder. You take your Allicin Med Nutridyne orally, 15 drops 3 times a day, and an Allicin Med 3 times a day, one capsule. You do the vertical nasal spray of Silver 100 and take Nutri Defense, which will block the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses, and lo and behold, your sinuses heal. Especially if you're irrigating and using a Lumen machine that regenerates the membranes, because if you actually do a spiral thin section CT scan, you'll actually see on the vertical sections that the tissue actually has deteriorated to the point where there is even osteomyelitis in areas of the sinus cavities, especially in areas that are dangerously close to the brain, like the area called the sphenopalatine fossa, which is near the geniculate nucleus for the nerves across your eyes, but also it's very close to the frontal temporal lobes and the anterior forebrain bundle. Now, if you look at a proper weighted MRI scan or a PET scan, you can actually see the hot spots and how they're affecting the brain function. So anybody who's got chronic sinuses is at a much higher risk of developing dementia or eye problems. There's a direct linkage. I don't know anybody who doesn't develop inflammatory eye disorders or inflammatory brain disorders in the frontal lobe that does not have chronic sinusitis. There's always a factor, even if it's minor. And a person may not have had a turbinectomy or you know, ENT sinus irrigations or, you know, some other surgery, but they're chronically just bothered by postnasal drainage, especially first thing in the morning with cough, because that's usually what happens is it accumulates in the pharynx, and all of a sudden they're coughing their head off for a few minutes as they clear the mucus that accumulates because it's bacteria, fungi, viruses, and inflammatory cells. Well, Lumen Photon can fix that. Do we have Pamela back? I don't think we have Pamela back. That's too bad. We'll get her back as soon as possible. So let me see here what we have here. Yeah, still trying to get her. So I guess somehow she said that she dropped on the line. What I do with Lumen Photon is I can customize it so I can tell you what settings to do for each condition. And again, remember, this is an augmentation. You have to have the right supplements in the tissues so that when the ion channels are pumped by a photon, the signal-to-noise ratio, it now is going to take those nutrients and minerals in. So if you're taking, say, Vitamin Max Minerals Plus or Cell Detox Glutathione to reduce tissue inflammation or Nutritrala, if you're taking in things to try to heal a tissue, you increase that ingress into the tissues, you increase the detoxification of tissues, you increase the microcirculation. For example, C-reactive protein and Pi-1, which are primary markers of vascular disease, there's studies that have been done at universities that have proven, conclusively published, that if you put them over the kidneys, you can drop the C-reactive protein levels by 90%. And this is at university studies done with Lumen Photon. So the primary things that drive blood pressure are kidney and brain. So, Pamela, we were talking about how the studies where they used the Lumen Photon for lowering C-reactive protein, and by the way, the better marker is called Pi-1 or plasminogen activator inhibitor. The two things that drive your blood pressure are your kidneys and your brain. And if your kidneys perceive that you've got decreased perfusion, they're going to increase the inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein, and you're also going to get decreased in the peristaltic wave of your blood vessels to pump 75 to 80% of the egress of blood away from your heart to your tissues, bringing nutrients and oxygen, is actually impaired because of elevated angiotensin-converting enzyme activity, which is trying to push the heart to pump harder against blood vessels that are not doing their job. And it's the same thing if you are putting it over the brain, if someone's got PTSD or previous stroke or microcirculatory problems because they're getting early dementia, you can improve brain circulation, and you can prove it with a PET scan of the brain or quantitative electroencephalogram, and you can show that you're now perfusing parts of the brain that previously were not getting enough oxygen to create neural networks. So, you know, when people say you can't prove that, yeah, you're talking to Deagle. Yeah, I can prove it. You can do an imaging study, a QEEG, organic acids, platelet levels of bioamines. You can do a quantitative resonant magnetic analysis, QRMA, or a metapathia test where I ship a machine to you, and you can be anywhere in the world, and I can log on and actually scan your brain and show the areas where it's working or not working. And even if you've got the early nascent changes of a brain cancer, I can even see it. So these remote diagnostic things combined with advanced conventional testing can prove that something as simple as a lumen combined with the right nutrients has pretty remarkable effects, doesn't it?
Yes, it is amazing. I'm endlessly fascinated even after 16 years.
Right. Now, the application is pets, people, big horses, and the funny thing is intelligent animals like horses, right? I almost consider horses almost like a supernatural animal because
yep.
They have a sense of intuitive sense that if they feel something is really good and you're not communicating with them on an audible level, they'll just shimmy over toward it and say, yeah, oh, cool, thanks.
Absolutely, they really do.
Yeah, and with people, after they use it for a while, they start to realize, like, I need this machine. I need to put this, and the thing is, it's not hot. It's not a heating pad. A lot of people, I'll just get a heating pad, I'll be fine. No, it's not a heating pad, it's a light pad. And the light pad pumps your biophotons in your DNA to epigenetically increase what's called a signal-to-noise ratio to turn on your genes, to heal, to detoxify, to stem cells to regenerate, and to turn off inflammation. Pretty neat stuff.
Yes.
Non-toxic, safe, just push it on, hit the right frequency button, lay there, sit there, whatever. Drive in your car there, fly there, you put it on your back. Works so well. Inexpensive, the electrodes last and the LEDs last forever almost.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
I'm actually pretty busy. A lot of people say, well, how many consults do you do a day? Well, actually, the day before yesterday, I think I did 25, just by email, let alone the phone calls, all over the world. These are complex cases, too. We're talking about people that, you know, have got, you know, already had several different failed attempts at treating cancer with conventional treatment, and they're too toxic, they can't even continue it, or other horrible conditions. And they don't realize that we integrate, we call the best of functional medicine, which includes regular medicine and surgery, the very minimal amount of use of drugs, which are, by the way, very useful, but 20% of the time, certain drugs are very useful, and there isn't an immediate or long-term alternative of natural medicine yet, but there will be eventually. Eventually, and looking down the road in the future, we're going to be doing what's called mitochondrial protofection to increase mitochondria, CRISPR, and more advanced than the CRISPR protocol for inserting genes to actually fix genetic disorders that people have. For example, they've already been doing studies on liver, where they can actually insert genes for a lipid disorder that actually can reverse the genetics in the liver and the problem solved permanently. Now, when we deal with cancer, we have to explain what is cancer. The first question we ask whenever we solve a problem is, what is the problem set? In other words, this is logic. whether it's a geopolitical or financial problem like with Harley Schlanger. The problem set is we have a bad financial system that is going to have certain consequences, which eventually results in things like war. Well, the same thing with war in the body. It turns out that the underlying cause of autoimmune conditions and cancer is identical. Cells basically are going anaerobic, which means they rely only on sugar for metabolism. They don't do aerobic metabolism, which generates a lot more ATP and NADH per fatty acid or for glucose. For example, 32 ATP are generated for glucose molecules through aerobic glycolysis and the mitochondrial function, whereas anaerobic is only generating 2 ATP. Now, first thing we do with cancer is we get people on a ketogenic alkaline diet. And you can test with keto sticks to see if you're doing that. Number two, we put you on Maligna Arrest, which is developed by Dr. Sven Chiorgi as a wheat germ extract, and it shuts down what's called a hexose monophosphate shunt, which is the primary shunt to support anaerobic glycolysis. So whether it's a tissue that's becoming anaerobic or starting to go anaerobic and starting to change specific genes, turning them on and off, or it's manifesting specific antigens on the cell surface, which are now considered by the immune system non-self, so the body attacks it, malignorous is very important. Then we give what's called apoptogenic agents. They either do gene repair, or if the cell is beyond repair, these agents help to push the cell toward the process of programmed cell death or apoptosis. So we have elagic acid from the Terminologibulia plant, 300 times higher concentration of pomegranate, which is an ancient sacred plant in Israel. Ancient Israel, not modern Israel. We're talking about ancient Hebrew Israel, on the capitals of all the buildings and the temple. We have Maligna Block, which is sulfuryphane glycosinolate. So one capsule equivalent to 5 pounds of broccoli seed extract. And the SGS will again be an apoptogenic agent, DNA repair agent. And finally, Minoquinone 7, which is vitamin K2, not K1. K1 affects blood and bleeding. K2 is very important for apoptogenic agent. And it's amplified by high-dose ascorbic acid. Now, ascorbic acid, ours, is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world. It's more powerful by far than liposomal or other buffered vitamin C, etc., because you can get the dosages are monumental. So if someone has autoimmune disease, we're giving like 1 vitamin K2 for every 3 power C. So if I recommend 9 to 12 plus, let's say, 3 times a day power C, which you can make as a smoothie, I'm recommending 1 full vitamin K2 minoquinone 7 for every 3 power C. Now, those are the primary things we use. We also use things to strip off the capsule of the tumor cells with fibronectin capsule using InflamX. And we use what's called epigenetic agents to actually switch off what's called the cancer mother cells. And there's several that actually do that. The most powerful is Cell Defense Plus. And we have a new technology for curcumin that's the most powerful in the world. Don't think, well, I can buy a curcumin from my naturopath or online or whatever. You can't get what we have, okay? It is the most powerful form. We also have liposomal curcumin that's good even for skin cancer and precancer cancer cell genetic changes. We also have, of course, high-dose vitamin D and D2 and D3. Not just D2. D3 is important, and you can measure your blood levels, but we want to get into pretty hefty dosages. And then D2, which is a mushroom-based, has ergothione. These are what I call the 4 protocols. Then we want to get rid of stealth pathogens that can actually be driving the cancer, like Neutrodyne or monoatomic iodine, allosemed, and silver, and NutriDefense, and immunoglobulins like NutriImmune. So back in a moment. Your questions, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
NutriMedical Report, and we're going to have Bruce McKeeman on. Summit to see. I did some investigation. I wanted to see what the competition are doing, and it is, they're not even on the same playing field. Their chambers are tiny. Their prices are double or more. They're hot. They're dark. They're not ergonomic. They're hard to get in and out of. They're usually long tubes only, not large chambers. They're easy to get in and out of. They have all kinds of features, such as you can roll up a wheelchair to one chamber. It's a vertical dive or horizontal system. You can have chambers that are vertical grand dive that are up to 6 feet or so in height. You have chambers that are far larger, plus the kind of materials, they're much lighter to move. And they're bright because they're translucent. They actually allow light in, and they have big windows on them. They also have the valve gauge that tells you. They have also the Wi-Fi network. Hello, Bruce, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. I want you to tell them about all the different chambers. Just to kind of check out what the competition was doing, I had a little look last week, and they're not even on the same playing field as you. I actually could not believe the almost double or more price for inferior chambers or smaller, older technologies. A lot of hype, and basically they're like marketing something that's probably 10 or 20 years out of date compared to your advanced chambers. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, you know, they're 17-year-old technology, and when they fail, it's one, either $1,000 to repair it, or two, they say it can't be repaired at all. We'll sell you a new bag for $7,000. So
right,
it's
amazing.
Ours are highly repairable, mechanical bulkheads, mechanical fittings. If you can screw a light bulb in, you can fix a fitting on our chamber.
Yeah, it's amazing, and they snap on, too. You've literally dealt with every engineering issue to make it bright, cool, larger, easy to manipulate, lighter, to actually move around, just like three years ago, the Super Bowl winners from New York. Actually, five of the members, senior members used your chambers. I use the analogy of the power of ones. Oxygen, NutriMeds, energetic or scalar technology like biophotons, like lumen photon and Rife fields and microcurrent and so on, and stem cell therapies. Oxygen is really important, and I tell people, you know, having gone through the hell of the knucklehead evil, and by the way, they're going to get sued. They're in the process of, I'm putting together a big suit against the Colorado State Board of Medical Examiners, who not only harassed me before they personally tried to come after me, but they actually put a marker on our back saying, you doctors that are... I was just a peripheral consultant for a hyperbaric clinic, and we were actually reversing retinitis pigmentosa back in the early 2000s. We were actually reversing many conditions like post-chemo brain, where someone gets chemotherapy and they got a neurological deterioration in their neurological function, or post-chemo heart failure. And they were angry that we actually extended the short list that they had at their university clinic, which is, you know, if you've got gangrene or you've got a few other little things, and their utilization of their chambers at the university was like a 10 or 15% of the number of hours that were available. It was ridiculous. It's like in other states, like in Texas, where a Texas state senator sued because he wanted coverage for his insurance to cover his stroke, and he made a recovery using hyperbaric oxygen. In next-door state Colorado, if you did that, you're considered a form that you had a target on your back that the state board were going to come after you. And, you know, oxygen? Oxygen is in the ambient air. All you do is increase the pressure using Henry's law. How can these idiots suggest that oxygen's bad when if you're in an ambulance or a hospital or a delivery room, the very first thing they do is stick either nasal prongs on you or a nasal mask? It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The wonder of the chambers, not only did we add the mechanics so it's very easy to fix,
yeah,
we also added redundancy, so it is the safest chamber on the market.
Right.
You have
and saves to get in and out of, so in other words, you're going to use it. If you have a chamber that is kind of, you know, you look at it and you get claustrophobic, kind of, whereas you look at, I have my chamber in my studio, if people saw it, it's a large white chamber with big windows on it. It's easy for me to go in. I have a big director's chair, which you recommended. I have a small computer desk. I have a triangular chair in there, so if somebody wants, and I have two friends down the street. One's a district attorney, and the other's a criminal defense attorney, and they love to come up and get in my chamber. And they say,
yes.
Can I get in your chamber if they're down here visiting? I said, no problem. I'll turn it on. They love it. And they don't feel claustrophobic. It's big. It's bright. It's wonderful. So it doesn't matter if you've got cancer, autoimmune diseases, you're recovering from osteopenic changes in your bones. Because remember, if you put oxygen in, you have the energy to heal. And if you have the energy to heal, it also turns off inflammation as the single greatest stimulant for stem cells is oxygen that goes beyond the microcirculation of malperfused or underperfused organs. Most people don't realize autoimmune disease and cancer are all related to hypoxia, acidosis, and free radicals. Those are the underlying sine qua non of all disease.
And inflammation.
And inflammation. It's always hypoxia, acidosis, and free radicals.
Yes, and we went on a drive to improve safety of all chambers, but no one will listen to us. We are the only ones that have redundant pumps. Two separate pumps, two separate hoses, two separate wires that plug into the wall. Otherwise,
right,
if you have any common factor on those, that common factor fails, air is no longer getting into the chamber.
Yeah, that's
we
not
have
good.
Redundant relief valves, so if one relief valve fails, the other will open. We yeah. have, if you lose power, we have a circuit alarm that'll scream and literally wake the dead. It is so loud. We're trying to cover every base from ergonomics to safety to effectiveness to user friendliness.
And now I checked all, not just some, but all the types of competition. There isn't any. It's like going on a playing field and you're a professional NFL player from a Super Bowl the previous year, and you have the guys you're going to play against are kind of not D-level high school football. It's ridiculous. They're not even on the same playing field. And then when I hear, and by the way, I talked to Dr. Harsh, who's down in, I think, Louisiana, and I wanted to bring him on the program to talk about hyperbarics because I'm familiar with 3.0 atmosphere hyperbarics and mild hyperbarics. And he went into a bit of a rage. You know, how dare you suggest that mild hyperbarics has the same effect? And you see, I'm a scientist and a biochemist first. And when I started asking him questions, he got more and more nervous until finally he was kind of like had a fit. And I realized that they have, it's just like in any area in medicine, dentistry, naturopathy, whatever, they have a territorial idea that you have to use 3.0 atmospheres, hyperbarics, to have the same benefits as mild. That's just not true. It's almost
What's
like...
What's interesting is one yeah. of Dr. Harsh's patients had a chamber we loaned him. He used the chamber, went back down, and Harsh himself said, what an incredible improvement.
Right. Of
I
course, he's
he didn't
say
tell
that, but
it was mild.
He won't endorse it publicly because he's got in the business of having chambers. So if you're a person like one of the docs here in, say, Southern Orange County, and I'm going to mention his name, or another guy, and you have all these three atmosphere chambers, you don't want to hurt your own business. What I want to do is I want to put a chamber in someone's home or bedroom or study or business. So if someone wants to regenerate, they don't only have a fitness room, they have a hyperbaric chamber so that someone can go in there and maybe do work on their laptop what we're doing. In fact, one of the things that I'm encouraging people to do is contact me, I'll connect them with you, to do what I call like an Uber-type chamber system where if you do this, we'll set up an actual site on our site so people can find a city or town where you have a mobile chamber, say in an RV or whatever, or come out and actually set it up in their business. Ideally, it should be in like an RV so that somebody can literally come in the business and spend an hour in the chamber or 2 hours, or you can come to someone's home. And then eventually they're going to say, hey, I think I should just have one of these. And I want to see that. I want to see also them bring, say, a QRMA machine, the Metapathia, so we can do diagnostics. I want to have, you know, Ninja Blender to be a barista for our nutraceuticals because I can tell them what nutraceuticals they need to take. If you combine oxygen with the right nutraceuticals, the right biophotonics, such as Metapathia and Metatherapy, Lumen Photon, Rife Frequencies, Microcurrent, etc. And then you've already mobilized your stem cells. We have peptides now from Europe. And then if you do prepare the tissues and you're using hyperbaric oxygen, like I would never tell someone to go for a stem cell transplant, say at Stomedica in Santa Clarita, California, or in, say, Regenerex, without using hyperbaric oxygen, too, to augment the extent and the speed of recovery. It's like putting seeds in the ground and saying, well, I'm only going to water twice a week. I'm not going to water daily. It's silly, isn't it?
Yes, very silly. And I'm going to plant them in the shade, and I'm going to have acid soil. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You balance the pH. You feed the plants. You water them, and you give them air.
Right.
And sunlight.
Now, here, let me explain in the micro tissues with a bit of a metaphor. As you get older, your heart has a primary waver we call a peristaltic wave. And I've got all the non-Newtonian fluid dynamic equations published by PhD cardiologists who are also looking at nonlinear physics of flow systems. Now, the average cardiologist doesn't know this and doesn't even understand the mathematics, but I do. And I've got the actual studies published by these scientists and PhDs. And what happens is your heart starts a primary wave, but 75 to 80% of your blood is pumped by your blood vessels. Now, when your blood vessels deliver food and oxygen to the tissues and pull out toxins, if your microcirculation is poor, the end of that microcirculation is where the last of the oxygen molecules get. Now, if you have 10 or 26 cells out of 100, say in your liver or your spleen or your brain, those organs aren't going to function. And it's those weak cells that determine the poor function of the tissue. Plus, they release what we call inflammatory cytokines because of hypoxia. They release what we call the death signal to the other cells and tissues. and they actually prevent the tissues from getting rid of old damaged mitochondria and old damaged cells. So the organ, quote, physiologically ages. Now, when you start putting oxygen in there, the body's able to get rid of old damaged cells called apoptosis. In fact, they found out the life extension genes and even the drug called glucophage. What it does is it tends to help the body get rid of old damaged cells and mitochondria. So the FOXO2 gene, for example, which is the most common gene that people live to be 100, I happen to have it, is the FOXO2 gene increases apoptosis of tissues, but the most powerful agent for actually stimulating getting rid of old damaged cells and tissues and mitochondria is oxygen. Now, if your circulation can only carry it so far, and you can then, with Henry's law, get it perfused beyond the end of the microcirculation to tissues that are not properly perfused, those cells will start to either resurrect those old cells and tissues or get rid of them. That's what's really key here. And most people don't realize that it's almost having like a workforce or a military. If 20% of your military are over 80 and can't see and can't shoot a gun, you better not let them go on the battlefield, or you're going to lose. Well, the same thing in your body. If your liver or your brain, if your brain's not working and 20% of the cells are not working because they're not perfused, you'll see people with dementia. And I tell people, you need to take our nutraceuticals, but if you don't take mild hyperbaric oxygen, there's no way you're going to turn off what's called BOF, or brain on fire. You can't. There's no way you're going to increase the blood-brain barrier, which is a metabolic barrier. It's not an anatomic barrier. It's a metabolic barrier. There's no way you're going to increase the formation of new facilitated pathways or make new microtubules or create neural networks because you need oxygen to create an activation potential in a neural array. So to me, it's like this is so simple, yet there's a mental block of the health professionals and big pharma and the powers that be that mild hyperbaric oxygen is like I would do it akin to having potable water delivered to your home that's drinkable because you now have a water filter, too, that takes the stuff out of the water that's toxic, like fluoride, etc., and delivering it to the tissues and wondering, oh, it's so amazing. The person is hydrated with healthy water. Well, now your tissues are oxygenated with healthy oxygen, especially if you add to the ozone and maybe a little mild oxygen augmentation, 5 to 6% with an oxygen concentrator. So the kind of stories that I'm seeing already are reversal of dementia, reversal of heart failure, reversal of kidney dysfunction, stem cell regeneration of tissues when you give the proper peptides and support, reversal of chronic skin disorders, inflammation throughout the body, including joints, reversal of post-chemo and post-radiation effects. If you've been exposed to radiation or chemo, the first and most important thing besides the nutraceuticals to help repair the tissues, if you can perfuse it with oxygen, the body can start healing. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's only by following the full protocol and not just taking one or two of the items needed to get healthy again and saying, gee, I'm not getting healthy. I guess those two items aren't any good. No, it's a combination.
Yeah, it's a combination. I like to think of it, there's not a silver bullet, there's a silver orchestra. And the maestro at the head of the orchestra is a conductor with an oxygen baton that says on the front of it, O2, oxygen. How's that?
That sounds great. That's a good analogy.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, if you have the right nutrients, for example, when you have the ATP and NADH, the ion channels can now, when your biophotons and the Schumann resonance of the Earth is pumping your tissues with a right field or a light therapy, infrared light like Blumen photon or microcurrent, the biophotons are being pumped onto your telomeres to tell the ion channels to do it, but without energy and without oxygen to create the energy like carburation, you can't possibly pump the minerals in to activate the genes. You can't possibly build the structural proteins and enzymes. You can't possibly detoxify the tissue, and you can't activate stem cells. And to me, it's like, don't they get this? And for me, in the future, every hospital should be mild hyperbaric. Every burn unit should be mild hyperbaric. Every operating room should be mild hyperbaric. Every trauma room where a person is bleeding out and getting hypoxic, every place where you receive a patient that's in a process of having a stroke or heart attack should be put in a room that's mild hyperbaric. Every air ambulance should increase to 1.3 atmospheres, so if they're flying at high altitudes, the person's even less oxic. They're having less oxygen delivered to the tissues in a time when they're in immediate stress, which is going to generate a surge of free radicals causing tissue damage. Every ambulance should be mild hyperbaric. If you've got to transport somebody half an hour, 40 minutes, that golden hour can become a golden 2 hours if you have a mild hyperbaric situation and you can infuse them with something to stop free radicals. So,
Add it to the evac helicopters.
Right. All the evac helicopters.
Giving you lower pressure, which is going to hurt the body.
Right.
Put a chamber in there, and it'll be higher pressure while you're being transported.
Right. The other thing is we should have hyperbaric mass units. I mean, if you have a limb blown off and you're now getting so many units of blood or blood replacement, you know, fluoroglucose replacement, that's a blood replacement to carry oxygen. The very time when you're hypoxic is a time when free radical damage and danger and permanent injury occurs. Every MASH unit should be hyperbaric. You should go through an airlock as a surgeon on a MASH unit, and you should be at 1.3 atmospheres, which, by the way, will improve the ventation and the stamina of the surgeons and the nursing staff, as well as the recovery of the patients. Every burn unit should be hyperbaric. It doesn't need to be at levels of oxygen that are dangerous for explosions and so on. 1.3 atmospheres of normal room air or augmented 5% is not an explosive danger. It isn't. In fact, it's like the antediluvian world before the flood, where the oxygen concentration was around 30% plus, and it was 2 atmospheres at sea level. We'll be back in a moment with a couple more comments by Bruce McKeeman again. Looking at the competition, there isn't any. Looking at the price, it's less than half. Looking at the advantages, they're amazing. Get a summit to Sea Chamber today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Thank you.
And welcome back. And if you go under products under NutraMedical, you'll see the Summit to Sea Chambers. You can make a direct contact to Bruce McKeeman. And the chambers, by the way, include not only human chambers, they're the largest, most safe vertical chambers, ones you can put a gurney or a stretcher in or a wheelchair, but also pet chambers. I mean, these are amazing. In fact, we just had a gentleman recently, a veterinarian, who bought one for himself and also for his veterinary practice. What I tell people is there is no cost to these. I will provide in the documentation for years now. We provide documentation. Not one of our people, beyond their tax write-offs, has had to pay a cent. They can lease them or they can purchase them. So when people say they have all kinds of barriers, they can't afford them, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. If you're losing your sight, if you're in heart failure, if you had chemotherapy, if you've had serious health problems like peripheral neuropathy and you want to recover, and one person in 20 with diabetic peripheral neuropathy will get suicidal-level pain. Really? You see, you can't afford a few hundred dollars a month when really, you know, people have habits that they just eliminate those habits, like going out to a restaurant an extra time a week or whatever, would just totally cover the cost. To me, it's bizarre, isn't it? That when people realize that I will provide the documentation so they, whether it's the cost of buying a machine or leasing it, it's a total write-off against their taxes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's like saying I'm going to stop drinking water because my water filters are too expensive. That's
yeah, I don't understand the logic. And on the other hand, they may decide that they want to go Google and try another alternative therapy that may not be alternative. It could be some character that's trying to push this particular treatment, whether it's a surgery or whatever treatment. Not realizing, for example, I had recently a gentleman who has MS, and was on level 1 MS care. He was over in China, and he came back, and I got him level 2. We've got him stabilized now. But he's considering doing a treatment of a doctor in Chicago that's copying a treatment in Ontario, where you have to wipe out your immune system, and if you have pre-existing heart or other problems, you're going to die, or infections. And I told him, I said, the next level is peptides to regenerate your brain and mild hyperbaric oxygen. You don't rush in, and I have nutraceuticals that can turn off autoimmune disease, like I mentioned in the last segments, last hour, malignant arrest, apoptogenic agent, and so on, where you don't have to wipe out your immune system and resurrect it. You can, if you do survive the treatment, you're cured of MS, at least the relapsing or remitting type, or other autoimmune diseases, but it's dangerous as hell, and it's also really damned expensive. So when people say, well, I don't know if I can afford a mild hyperbarics, well, can you afford a kind of a quote, innovative new conventional treatment that may be extremely dangerous but also very expensive? So, in other words, listen to Dr. Deagle's advice. You'll save money, you'll save your time, you can do it at home, you're in control, you're going to get progress if you combine the power of ones, the silver orchestra of oxygen, Nutrimuds, energetic biophoton therapy, and stem cells. You will heal. But the number one is oxygen. It's the conductor with the wand that says O2 on it. If you have questions, call me or call Bruce McKeeman. What's your number, Bruce, if they want to call you directly?
612-325-8243.
Back in a moment with hour number 3 with Dr. Bob Thiel. Coming up in hour 1 tomorrow, Leo Zagami from Rome, and we're going to open up some large oil drum-sized cans of worms tomorrow. Back in a moment with Dr. Bob Thiel. Thank you, Bruce McKeeman and Summit to Sea.
You're very welcome.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.